people are in the dark. A woman, she is sitting there in the dark. She would walk. She bangs herself against a chair. She bangs herself against, she gets very mad with her husband. Or the husband gets mad with his wife. She didn't put the candles. And they start fighting. Ooh, that's the worst thing. The biggest mitzvah that there is, and one of the biggest mitzvot in our religion, Shalom ben Ish le Ishto, Shalom in the family. That's why they say when a person comes, the Shabbat enters, tell him, listen, this is the time Satan comes always. That makes a man excited. And he tells him, did you? He tells him, did you do this? Did you do that? And they start to create arguments. The Satan tries to create arguments between husband and wife. That's why the Mishnah said in Bamei Madlikin, Shilosha divarim tzarich adam lomar betoch beto ayo Shabbat. There are three things. When it comes to ayo Shabbat, he said he has to tell the members of the family, which means his wife. It's certain. He's asking in a nice way. Gemara said, ben yichuta, in the soft words. Say it nicely. Did you take ma'aser? You know, those days in Eretz Yisrael, I mean today, you can't eat food without taking ma'aser out of it. The food that was taken, was not taken ma'aser from it, is called tevel. If a person eats tevel, hayav mita, without taking ma'aser. Then he said, I certain, did you take the ma'aser out of the food? Arab 10, did you make aruv? You know, aruv, there are three kinds of aruv. What is it? There is aruvet tavshilin, there is aruvet tehumin, and there is aruvet hatzerot. What does it mean, aruvet tavshilin? What's aruvet tehumin? What's aruvet hatzerot? Aruvet tavshilin, we know that according to the Torah, Shabbat much is greater than Yom Tov. But right, according to Torah, we would be able to cook on Yom Tov. If Yom Tov comes on Friday, we are able to cook on Yom Tov on Friday for the Shabbat. However, Chachamim said, don't. Why? If Chachamim will tell me I can cook today for tomorrow, then a person sometimes will come Yom Tov without Shabbat after it. So look, I remember last year, the rabbi told me I can cook on Yom Tov for the following day. Or come to cook from Yom Tov to the weekdays. But the Torah did not permit us to cook from Yom Tov to the weekdays. Why? Why the Torah, everything Yom Tov and Shabbat are the same. Day of a holiday and Shabbat, the end ben Yom Tov to Shabbat, ella ochel nefesh bilvad. The Torah did not permit us to do anything on Yom Tov more than Shabbat. Everything that's forbidden Shabbat, forbidden Yom Tov. Except things for the food. As it's written in Pesach, "Bayom Rishon Kal Kodesh, Bayom Shivayim Kal Kodesh Elachem, Ach Asher Yeachel Lechon Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem." Only things that food to, for people to eat, I permit you to cook on Yom Tov. Why? Because they tell you Simchat Yom Tov, to enjoy yourself on the holidays. They get you to eat fresh food. The Torah said, if you cook the food from yesterday and you eat it today, you don't enjoy it as much as if you cook it today. Therefore, the Torah permitted you for Simchat Yom Tov. Now, therefore, if a person comes to cook from Yom Tov, the Shabbat will be permitted, but the person might make a mistake. Last year, the rabbi told me I can cook Yom Tov for another day. It will come another year that Yom Tov would add Shabbat after it. He will cook from Yom Tov to for Sunday. Tell him now. Even Yom Tov that comes on Friday, don't cook on Yom Tov unless you start preparing something you cook from the day before. Before Yom Tov. That's what they call Eruv. Eruv means mixing the food that you prepared the day before with the food that you cook today for Shabbat. Then a person will come to remember, that's because Yom Tov before Shabbat only they permitted me. Otherwise they don't. That's called Eruveh Tavshilin. Then there is Eruveh Hatzerot. The Torah said there is Reshut HaYachid, there is Reshut HaRabim. There is domain, private domain, there is public domain, which means there is the streets that many, many people walk in, that's called the Rishut HaRabim, and there is the house, the room. If I want to carry something from the room to the streets, I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Taking from Rishut HaYahid to Rishut HaRabim. What's called Rishut HaYahid? There is a term. Rishut HaYahid means something that has four walls. What's called walls? That's another term, exactly what makes it a wall. That means fence, enclosure. Then if you take something from Rishut HaYahid that is within enclosure to outside, it's called from Rishut HaYahid to Rishut HaRabim, that's Hilul Shabbat, violating the law of the Shabbat. But sometimes what's called Rishut HaRabim? A street that's wide, 32 feet, like Ocean Parkway definitely, and also many people walk on it. I'm not going to give the numbers now, but that's called Rishut HaRabim. What would be if something doesn't have the terms of Rishut HaRabim, but at the same time is not Rishut HaYahid? That's already called Karmelit. Now, there is the yard. There is yard projects, that is to say, project homes. You know, they see so many people that apartment has, and there is there in the middle, there is a special place that's being used by all the neighbors. Now, this place that's used by all the neighbors, what do you call it? Rishut HaRabim or Rishut HaYahid? It's neither one. Not Rishut HaYahid, and not Rishut HaRabim. What should we do then? Really, by right, this is within enclosure. Should be called Rishut HaYahid. But since many people are using it, it will look funny to the people. Hey, here is one place that we all, many people use it. And they permitted us to carry. And they will come to carry from there to outside also. That's the, therefore, came, Chaim said, wait a minute. Take one meal, then take some bread, and put it in one house of all the houses, and say, this we are going all to participate together as one family. Once it's been used by all as one family, it's called Erove Hatzerot. I mix together. Same thing if a person lives in two family houses. There's one upstairs, one downstairs. There's the yard being used by both families. These both families are there, independent from each other. Not dependent on each other, father and son, the son dependent on his father, supported by his father, and would be needed a roof. Listen, put this bread in your, that we are like one family, that will be able to use the yard. Otherwise, we can't use it. That's called Aruve Hatzelot. But there is Aruve Tehumi. What's Aruve Tehumi? Every Jew that lives in a city, he can walk throughout the whole city as much as he wants on Shabbat. It will be 10 miles. Let him walk as long as the city is one city. But when he comes to the end of the city, he has a limited distance. How much can he walk? He can walk 2,000 amot, or 4,000 feet. Usually, amma's average step of a human being is called amma. Now, that means 2,000 steps he can go. More than 2,000, he can't go. To all directions. East, west, south, north, only 2,000 steps. Comes a person and said, Rabbi, I live in the city over here, and I have only 2,000 steps here. But you know, I have a cousin of mine. He has Mila over there, which is 3,000 steps away. What should I do? Can't I go there? Tell him, you know what to do? You start your Shabbat not here in the city. Go Friday and say 1,800 steps, put there a little bread, a meal of yours, hide it there, say, I begin the Shabbat here. And start. As the Shabbat starts, this is my Shabbat is over here. Then you have 2,000 steps here. You have 2,000 steps from the place you started the Shabbat. This is how you gain to become from the city. You have already 3,800 steps. And he isn't 3,000, then you can go to him. That's called Eruvet Tehumin. The borderline, I make it, extend it longer. Can they say a person should tell his members of the family, did you make Masya? Did you make Arub? Which Arub they talk? They don't talk about Arub et Tachamin, it's no good. Because Arub et Tachamin is the same in the Torah. You can tell them, I'm Hashikha, or comes already, it's wild eyed to make Arub. But Arub et Hatzerot, you can tell them. Then, did you make Arub or not? But Hadlikot and light the candles. That's why Sapek Hashikha, Sapek Hashikha, and Ma'asirin Tabadar, and Madikra, Abar Ma'asirin Tadimai. Ma'aribin, Aruve Hatzerot, that you make Aruv. Betomnin et Tahamir. Now, all this I'm saying that there are things of the Hachamim Tikenu that they can make them and ben Hashemashot, like Aruve Hatzerot. Then, we said Ner Shabbat and Ner Hanukkah. I was talking this. Now a person doesn't have candles. He has only one candle. He will light one candle. But if it's not sufficient, he has to light for Shabbat, he light for Hanukkah. What do we do? Ner Shabbat is better. Meshum Shalom, by to bring peaceful life. And of course, a reward of a woman that does this mitzvah properly, in the most proper way, God rewards them a lot. The Mishnah in Bamei Madikin give us a lot of things that you can light candles with. It's a lot of things you can't. Of course, the biggest mitzvah is with oil. But even if not with oil, you can light without any candles, as long these candles doesn't have a bad odor or lights good. If you take certain kind of material, that the light won't be really good, there is something to be afraid that you will start fixing it on Shabbat. They tell you be careful not to light the candles, but they give us number of things that you can make the wick from, or the oil, whatnot. They used to make oil from fat. They take the fat from, what is the name? Lo bezefet, velo b'shahava, velo b'shemenkik, velo b'shemenkik, velo b'chelev. Nahum ha-madi omer, madikin b'hevnev moshad. והחכמים אומרים, אחד מבושל ואחד שאין מבושל, אין מדיקים. נחום המדי was from where? פרשיה. מדי, מדי פרס. נחום המדי, כן, he said, he was a rabbi from there. And can you say, מדליקים בחלב מבושל? You can't light the candles with fat that you didn't purify it, you didn't make it to be liquid. But from one halib mushad that you melted it, you made it into like oil, you could. Chaim said, no, if you let him do this, he will do also with halib shayna mushad. That's not become a liquid and doesn't hold the fire good. And maybe he will come to fix it on Shabbat. They argued with him. They went against Nahum Ahmadi what he said. But there are certain things like Nahum Ahmadi, but in these things, Allah not like Allah Muhammadi. Now, some people, they light candles more than two. What they do? Some people light according to the members of the family, which we don't have this custom today, but there is some that they do it according to the number of ulim to the Torah. Yom Tov, how many ulim there is? Yom Tov?
Shabbat.
Five. Yom Tov, five, we put five candles. On Shabbat, there is seven, they put seven. Today, they don't make candles, but long ago used to be the bowl that they put the oil, and the wick, they put so many wicks according to the number of the olive. Even though today, it's not being already practiced. But I remember when I was young, I saw the older generations, they used to do that. But on Shabbat, there is seven wicks in there, and the bowl that they put in it. And on top, they put five. And some they put according to the member of the family. But again, as I said, there is a minimum to be done. One is sufficient. But better, two, Zachor and Shamor. Now the question is, can a person read on the light of the candles? You light the candles, you come to read. Am I allowed or not? Lo yikra de or aner. So the Mishnah, you can't read on Shabbat to the light of the candles if you are alone over there. Why? Because maybe the light will be dim a lot. If you are busy and you're reading, it's not good, you come to fix it. But if you have your wife next to you, you have somebody there and said, watch over me, listen, maybe I will make a mistake, you can read. And all things that you are already familiar with. Baruch Hashem, today that there is electricity, no problem. So the electricity, there's nothing to worry that you will go to reach the place to move it. Switch is not the same as dimming off the candles that become a little, sometimes black, that you want to fix it. We read in the Mishnah, they don't light the candles b'shemen serefa. What shemen serefa? You know that there is sometimes, during the time that they used to have Beit HaMikdash, used to have teruma. Teruma, from what we take teruma? Reshit de ganecha, tiroshecha v'yitzarecha titendo. You have to give from the oil that you have, teruma, to the Kohen. You have to give from the crop, the grain, teruma, to the Kohen. You have to give from the wine, teruma, to the Kohen. Now, a person has oil, he takes teruma out of it, he has to give it to the Kohen. This teruma must be eaten, must be used by the Kohen when he is tahor, and the teruma is tahorah. If the teruma touch teruma, what they do with it? They burn it. Asura, even bahana'adi, you can't get any benefit from it. Once became tameh, you must burn it. Come and say, okay, if I burn it, very good. I come, I light the candles for me, and I'll burn it. Yes, why not? You could. Teruma, yes. Kadashim, certain things, no. Certain things, yes. Come and say, I'll burn it on Yom Tov for candles. Today is Yom Tov, I'll burn it. No, it's not allowed. Why? En sofin kadashim be Yom Tov. You, even though you can burn it, but not to light the candles on Yom Tov with it. And teruma is called like kadashim. You can do it. That's why they said, Belo b'shemen serefa, shemen that you're supposed to burn it, you can't light the candles on Yom Tov from that shemen serefa. I'm explaining only the Mishnah because I was talking about lighting the candles. Someday maybe I will read the Perek B'Memad Likim with the group and I'll explain the whole Perek one item at a time, because it will be more meaningful when a person reads B'Memad Likim every week. They say that the prayer that a woman prays during the time of lighting the candles is accepted to a very, very large extent. And a person must know to ask all for his needs at that time. Rita was mentioning Nahum HaMadi. Nahum HaMadi said, there is a din in the Gemara. If a person comes, he said, Rifa'enu Hashem ben Rafa. He said, oh God, please give me a good panasa in the middle of that beracha. They say, this man is ridiculous, because you are not allowed to ask in a beracha that has nothing to do with the subject that you request in that beracha. You are talking about health, you're asking now for panasa. It has nothing to do with it. But came the rabbi Nahum HaMadi and said, Shu'el Adam Tzirachav B'Shomea Tefillah. You can ask for all your need in what? In the Beracha of Shema Kolenu. Why? What is Shema Kolenu about? Except our prayers. Our prayers could be anything. Therefore, you can add there all things that a person has. God forbid somebody not feeling well in the family. He will ask for his good health, well, in the middle of Shema Kolenu. When he says, Honenu v'anenu shmat filatenu, he could say before Honenu v'anenu shmat filatenu, say, oh God, please give good health to so-and-so. And then Honenu v'anenu shmat filatenu, kata shamayat filat kope. Because that's called from the subject of the beracha. Here it said, and these prayers are being accepted very well. I'll tell you a little story of Maharam HaSheikh. Maharam HaSheikh, there were three rabbis who lived 400 years ago in Tzifat. One rabbi, the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, Maran. One rabbi is Rabbi Moshe Alsher, who was the greatest speaker, Darshan, that made many people make teshuvah because of his speeches that he made. And one was the greatest in Kabbalah, Kabbalist, Rabbi Ari, they call him, because his name was Rabbi Yitzhak, in short, abbreviation, they call Ari, Rav Adonino Rabbi Yitzhak. And Rabbi Ari was a young man, when Rabbi Moshe Alsheikh was an elderly man, was older. Rabbi Ari used to go even to listen to the Drashot Rabbi Moshe Alsheikh every Shabbat. Rabbi Moshe Alsheikh used to ask questions from Rabbi Ari. Rabbi Ari many times did not answer him. He asked him to understand more about Kabbalah. Rabbi Ari didn't answer him. Why don't you answer me about my questions? I see that you have a student who is much, much younger than me. You always answer him. B'chayim v'ita. Chayim sha'al mimecha natata. He is asking you questions, you answer him. But I ask you questions, you don't answer me. He tells him, you came to this world for the Drashot. Even though he was a great rabbi, he wrote the book of Teshuvot, and told him, you came for the Drashot. Then Rabbi Moshe Alsheikh had a son that wasn't very good in religion. He did a lot of wrong things. Rabbi Moshe Alsheikh used to cry about him. And he went to Rabbi Ari and said, what did I do to have such a son? He asked Rabbi, I know you're a rabbi, that you're great in Kabbalah, and you know. He said, please help me about it. What shall I do that my son will become good? Rabbi Ari gave him a special prayer. He told him, I want you to pray this prayer in Shema Kolenu. And keep praying it, and someday it will work. He told Maharam al-Sheikh, Rabbi Moshe al-Sheikh. Rabbi Moshe al-Sheikh went and he was praying and praying, maybe for a couple years. Nothing helped. After 2 years, all of a sudden one day, the son came to his father, crying. He said, Dad, I'm very, very sorry. Forgive me for all what, for everything I did in the past. I want to make teshuva. Please, I want you to teach me Torah. I want to sit down, and the son became a very, very religious man and became a great Tamid Chacham, all because of what Rabbi Ari directed him and guided him. A prayers that a person prays from the bottom of his heart would be accepted. And this is what we say, a woman that prays the prayer during the time of lighting candles for the success of her family, success of her husband and her children, is being accepted at that time more than any other time, because as we said, this is the time that she does the mitzvah of lighting the candles, which comes to correct all the wrongdoing from the very beginning of creation, and therefore will be very well accepted. Let's hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that God will accept all our prayers, and that how many of you did not pray our beat yet? No. Okay, we have, I myself today, I didn't pray our beat. I was going, running from place to place, and I missed our beat. Now, לפיכך הרבלם תורת שנאמר תנח עצמה נזכור יגדיל תורה ויגדיל יתגדל ויתקדש שמר